As Whole Foods is set to debut a new small format store. According to Grocery Dive, Whole Foods Market announced Monday that it's debuting a new small format store aimed at providing urban neighborhood residents with a quick, convenient shopping experience. The first Whole Foods Market daily shop will launch in New York City, and the specialty grocer plans to bring the format to other cities across the country. Whole Foods Market daily shops will range between 7 and 14,000 square feet, about a quarter to half the size of a Whole Foods traditional 40,000 square foot store. Whole Foods Market daily shops will also be equipped with Amazon One, Amazon's Palm Payment service at self-checkout kiosks, as well as at traditional checkout counters, a spokesperson for the grocer confirmed via email. Chris, we just returned from some store visits last week in Phoenix, or in Surprise, Arizona, actually.
Yeah, let's technically Surprise, Arizona, specifically, which is like
clear.
Not even a suburb.
Yes. But what are your thoughts of these smaller format Whole Foods going up against the likes of Trader Joe's or Sprouts?
Yeah, I'm going to be a little more critical on this one.
Okay.
You know, I like the, and here's what I say. I'm a little conflicted on this one too, but I like the idea.
Yeah.
I just think it's really hard for Amazon to get it right.
Okay.
And I say that because, yeah, I mean, I say that because it seems like they're overtly trying to take a page out of Sprouts book and even Foxtrot Market's book and how the success that they've seen. So, you know, as you mentioned, we saw Sprouts firsthand in Surprise, Arizona, technically, you know, when we were in Phoenix. And we saw one of their newest stores, and they've been blowing the doors off sales-wise since going to a smaller format design. And I think that design, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's roughly in the range of 20 to 25,000 square feet.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and this store is even a little bit smaller than that, as they're talking about it. So, and the other point I would bring up is the space is really crowded. So you've got those two players, but Trader Joe's is part of this too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Amazon and Whole Foods haven't shown me the ability to merchandise things in a compelling way, really, since Amazon acquired Whole Foods.
Okay. So
I think you got them going into a crowded space without the merchandising chops of how to do this, really, since taking it over. So I think while it looks good as a business strategy on paper, the money is going to be in the execution, and that's where I question them, given the success that Sprouts and others are already seeing in this space. And it's another trip too. Like, and all these grocers will admit they're not the primary trip, right?
Yeah.
They're the secondary trip. And the secondary trip is already really crowded. In addition to Whole Foods, I put Whole Foods, the major regular store, into that equation too. So it's a crowded space. I think it's going to be hard to pull off. I think you might disagree with me though, based on the look on your face.
I kind of do. So I actually, I spoke to Peyton Begora from Grocery Dive, who broke this story. I spoke to her yesterday and I was talking about this, and I think there's a lot of potential here. I don't disagree with some of the challenges.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that either.
I don't disagree with that for the reasons that you mentioned, where like the Amazon Whole Foods relationship is still broken. Like, there still needs to be some like cohesion happening between those two, that satisfies the Whole Foods customer. But I think this is smart because of a few reasons. One, it allows them to test, refine, and grow Amazon technology in grocery in several different formats. They don't have to worry about the actual grocery product that they're doing this with. So this is not like an Amazon Fresh concept where there wasn't the value or the brand equity that Whole Foods has. I think you also are starting to look at what's being merchandised in these stores. And when you think about, especially the smaller, you know, 7,000 square feet stores, like there's so much throughput in just grab and go and like day of food, like using this as a lunch destination, especially when you start to think about where this puts Amazon or where this puts Whole Foods, which can be at the bottom of condo buildings across the street from, you know, offices downtown in downtown or urban cores. So I really like that for those reasons in particular. And lastly, one thing that we don't talk about here is that this also provides more urban nodes in the Amazon network. So in addition to having a great option for grab and go food, you also have Amazon store pickup. You have other options for a smaller, like a smaller access point to get Amazon closer to its customers, closer for grocery delivery for Whole Foods and all these other things. So I think there's more to it than just the core, like we're creating a 7,000 square foot Whole Foods, but you disagree with me.
Yeah, I'll take the last word on this one, but yeah. I do disagree with you because I think those are all the arguments one could have made about Amazon Fresh too. And
but you don't have the quality of the produce.
You don't.
Amazon Fresh's stuff was not good.
You don't. Whole Foods knows how to merchandise a store better. But I think part and parcel, you ask anyone, is Whole Foods merchandised as well, equally or worse, following the acquisition of Amazon? I think most people would say not as well. At least that's what I'm hearing.
We haven't seen
this
format though either. Like we haven't seen
the format. Yes, I agree. And the point about, but I think it's the same argument of like, yes, there's all these things that could happen, but there's one thing that has to happen before any of them are true. It has to be a great grocery experience. That is what has to happen for it to work. The tech, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it could be cool, but we haven't seen it yet. It's kind of just out there as like Amazon has that capability. Hasn't worked in Fresh. It hasn't been a trip driver for the most part. Now, maybe that'll change over time. I don't know, but it's just a really crowded space to do well. You have to do it better than Sprouts. You have to do it better than Trader Joe's. You have to do it better than even the Whole Foods down the street or the Foxtrot. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. That's the point I'd make in closing. I don't know.
Let's go try it out. And then I think we should revisit this because
yeah.
I have high hopes.